What's up, guys? It's Jacob, Nick, and Cohen, your favorite three amigos. Today, we are talking about veterans post-service and about their benefits.
Okay, guys, we'll be right back after this short break. Hey, guys, welcome back. We're going to be discussing whether or not veterans get enough benefits for what they have done for our country. They have fought for our freedom, and some have even paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I believe that they don't get enough benefits or recognition for what they have done for us. Yet, some of them still end up homeless, even though the government says that they give them enough rights. They end up homeless or addicted to drugs because they don't have the money to get therapy to help with PTSD caused by traumatic scenes at the battlefield. And this is why I believe that veterans need more benefits. And you can help by donating to organizations such as Wounded Warrior Project, which sends money to veterans who are wounded and don't have the money to get prosthetic legs, arms, and things like that.
Hey guys, Jacob here. We're going to move on and talk about how it is affecting veterans. More than 24 veterans commit suicide every day, and 38,000 struggle with housing every day. And this is the blame because they don't have the resources that they need to get mental health like therapy. Instead, they are addicted to drugs and alcohol because they're trying to cope with the PTSD and other problems.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, getting back on the topic, veterans often are homeless after they return from the war. Like we just talked about, they're addicted to drugs, and add to that, when they go to hospitals, their $400,000 life insurance program is what it costs these days. It is not much compared to what they usually are. Most insurance plans are over $1 million, and hospitals may not even be able to care because they would be in debt and don't have the money for this. This leads to a lot of veterans being homeless and getting them addicted to drugs.
Cohen will be right back after this short break.
Okay, guys, we're right back. We're right here, and let's get straight back on topic. But some people think that we shouldn't fund veterans, like this should be a free healthcare for them, which sounds evidently good and is a good theory, but basically just turns out to be communism, because it is giving the same to the veterans, but it's like the people with working jobs are working and they're doing all this to get good healthcare and good health insurance, and this is not necessary
Thanks for watching the Three Amigos podcast. Next episode, we will be discussing whether or not dogs should be in the military. Thanks for watching. Now I'm going to show you some bloopers we had during the making of this podcast. Let's roll them. Okay, welcome back, guys. Now I'm going to be discussing if veterans get enough benefits.
Hey guys, it's Jacob here. Now we're going to move on and talk about how it is affecting veterans. More than 20.
I accidentally fired this. Okay, welcome back, guys. Now we're going to be discussing if veterans get enough benefits for what they have done for their country. First topic, they have fought for our freedom and some have been paid.
I was doing good! was a mag, Blake.